This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 19th. Okay, a lot of things are going on. First, NVIDIA is having its annual GTC conference, and it did announce a new successor to its AI chips. It's called the Blackwell B200, and it's made with 208 billion transistors. So in case you haven't guessed, this thing's going to run a little hot, okay? And it's got to be liquid-cooled. But that's not a problem. That's what Supermicro does. They take all those NVIDIA chips, they put them on the cloud, and they liquid cool them. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens to the cloud. When NVIDIA's founder, Jensen, spoke before Stanford Business School recently, he confirmed by the end of the decade, NVIDIA is going to have one very heavy liquid-cooled computer with approximately 35 chips that are going to replace today's data centers. In other words, one big, heavy computer, probably the size of a refrigerator or something, is going to replace one cloud center today. He talked about all the copper it's going to save and all the cabling and all that stuff. So NVIDIA is on track to double its speed every year to the end of the decade. And then these super servers will come online and replace the entire data center. But in the meantime, Supermicro's adding the NVIDIA chips to the cloud, speeding up the cloud. They're very good at liquid cooling. And Supermicro is in the news this week because obviously it was added to the S&P 500 yesterday. And you might have noticed at the opening it gapped up pretty good, but then it stalled out and went down. So you're probably wondering what the hell's happening to Supermicro. Well, what's happening is they just announced a secondary stock offering with Goldman Sachs. They're going to sell 2 million shares. And anytime a company does a secondary stock offering, the stock does take a break, okay? But Goldman just started covering, started covering Supermicro recently. So this is a very interesting relationship. But obviously, Supermicro is going to take all that money raising and going to try to dominate the cloud. So lots of exciting things are happening. And before I forget, NVIDIA is also getting in the cloud business too. Specifically, they announced something called the NVIDIA Quantum Cloud, which is a research service to allow everybody to test their quantum computing software. Now, technically, NVIDIA's Quantum Cloud is based on a data center stacked with AI chips and systems to simulate a quantum computer. Quantum computers only exist in universities right now. What the big deal is, instead of doing ones and zeros, which is the binary way computers work, they don't do it that way. So they can, in theory, run a lot faster. So everybody's rushing to do this, and Denmark's Novo Nordisk Foundation and Australia's Powi Supercomputer Research Center, which are both dedicated to quantum computing research, are going to use NVIDIA's new quantum cloud service. So NVIDIA is now trying to dominate quantum computing via its AI simulations. And its hardware, it's going to get interesting, okay? But clearly, NVIDIA is trying to stay on the cutting edge. Now, this new chip they developed, the Blackwell B200, you know, each new chip is $2 billion, okay? So you might be wondering, well, why can't, you know, Advanced Micro compete and everybody else? Well, they can. They do. But, you know, it's very expensive, okay? And so I think the founder of NVIDIA, Jensen, is just having a lot of fun right now. He's enjoying dominating this business. He's enjoying coming out with the new chips. He's enjoying, pricing them at a very high rate, and everybody's paying up for his chips. So a lot of exciting things are going on. Now, tomorrow the Fed is going to announce their FOMC statement. But the biggest thing is going to be the dot plot chart, okay? Because we had an uptick in inflation in February, It's now perceived that the Fed will not cut rates till June or later. And we want to see what the dot plot chart says. They do this every other FOMC meeting. At the last one, December, where they survey all 17 FOMC members, the consensus was that they have 3 rate cuts this year and 3 to 4 next year. So we want to see if that changes, okay? So don't be surprised if it does. And we'll see how it affects the bond market and all that good stuff. But we are going to get a series of rate cuts from not only our Fed, but from the Bank of England, the European Central Bank. I think they're going to try to move in tandem. The question is, they started in June, they started in late July. When do they start this? Okay. So we're going to we'll get some hint of that tomorrow. The other comment I'd have is Japan did end its zero interest rate policy today. So their rates are 0 to 1/10%. On Monday, they were -0.1. So the experiment with the zero interest rates is over. Globally, we have a new world with higher rates. A lot of people want to keep these rates at these levels. Obviously, it's good for savers and things like that. But, the Fed is above market rates, and you usually do want to be less restrictive moving forward as soon as inflation's within control. So some real estate markets are starting to peak out. Real estate's been the big problem with inflation. Hot towns like Austin, Texas are cooling off on both rents and even housing prices. So, things do, come back down to earth eventually. And so that's a good sign. But otherwise, I hope you know why NVIDIA and Supermicro have to be such a big weight in your portfolios, because this AI race, which is real, is rewarding the hardware companies like NVIDIA and Supermicro. NVIDIA's positioned itself to aid quantum computing, okay, with its new data center. The quantum computing right now is based on simulations. It's not a real quantum computer that's in the universities, one university right now, but it will spread. And so it's going to get interesting, okay? And if you wonder why they have to do the quantum computing step, is as they double the speed on these current chips, they'll eventually hit the atomic level, and they can't speed them up beyond that, okay? So, the amount of transistors they put on a chip is ridiculous. Again, 208 billion transistors. And the new NVIDIA Blackwell chip. So quantum computing will be the next stage, okay? And hopefully by the end of the decade, we'll know who's going to be dominating that. But in the meantime, NVIDIA has clearly positioned itself to aid the companies that are doing that research and continue to be the hardware leader. So it's going to be exciting. So those stocks are going to be core holdings for years. And so there's no need to sell them. I know some people like to take profits, and that's fine. But, for the bulk of our portfolios, we're going to be holding these stocks for a long, long time. So that's it. Celine Avalier, that's your update for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow after the FOMC statement and then and the dot plot comes out. Take care, everybody. Louis Avalier.